It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And a good Thursday morning, everyone. Paul Ramo here in the studio, and with us is Dwayne Hastad from Heather Nursery and Floral for another garden show, Dwayne.
Hey, good morning. Another gardening show, and it has definitely hit. We got that rain, and that kind of got everybody into the mood, and they think that we can get out there and plant, and our greenhouses are full, Paul.
They are, and you were telling me before we went on air how busy you've been this morning.
Well, I was in my back corner potting, and the phone kept ringing, and I go, it's going to be one of them days.
Well, you got some Mother's Day coming up, and
yeah, but this weekend
prom.
Is prom. So our flower of the week is prom flowers. So I took some pictures of the prom flowers that we've been doing in Dawson here, and they're absolutely gorgeous.
That's right. So we're going to open up our phone lines once again for any garden or lawn question you have for Dwayne. You can remain anonymous. Just give Chris the question there, and Chris will walk in into the studio, and we'll put it on the air for you. 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301. Or you can email them over at klqpfm@farmerstel.net. And, Dwayne, you just mentioned the plant of the week.
Plant of the week is prom flowers, so a lot of excited couples there getting ready to go to prom and...
Now, when you say prom flowers, you mean corsages, or?
Well, not many corsages anymore.
Really?
They usually do hand-tie bouquets, you know, like you carry them. Most of ours are hand-tied for the girls, and then they do a boutonniere for the young gentlemen.
Okay.
So, your prom flowers?
Yeah. I think I gave her a corsage.
I can remember giving my date, it was a little basket with flowers.
Okay.
And she carried the basket.
Oh, she carried the basket. Okay.
Yeah.
So they kind of still do the same thing then?
Well, this is carrying, as they call it, a hand tie and a boutonniere, and that's what she... Every town is kind of different, but that's what Dawson is doing.
Right.
And the flowers are gorgeous.
Okay. Yep, for sure. So, Dwayne, what's our... what's our horticultural concern of the day, of the week?
Yesterday I got two people saying the same thing. They said, my neighbor's lawn is greener than my lawn. What's going on? You know what I say to that?
What?
You know, it's always greener on the other side of the fence. Then you better take care of your side of the fence. And, you know...
Well, with that rain, we got a good soaking the other day, and, look at
a couple inches of rain, things are really growing.
Look how fast green. It's amazing.
Yep. We get a little heat now, and we'll have leaves all over, and they get that 90-degree day. I saw you said it was too hot.
Yep. I miss winter.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had 90 degrees, I believe it was on Saturday. So.
That's crazy. But we got some rain. That's awesome for the farmers, awesome for the gardens. People are doing gardens now. We got 10 different varieties of potatoes in, Paul.
Wow.
We have Vikings and Kennebecs and all those, you know, usual ones. And then we got blue potatoes and fingerling potatoes. So if you're looking for potatoes, they're all here. And onions, we have 10 different varieties of onions, too. And there's a new... variety of onion out. It's called blush. It's kind of a pink onion. And so if you're looking for, we have onion plants and onion sets. So gardening is ready to go at Heather Nursery and Floral and Greenhouse.
Yeah, I was there last week walking around. You've got a lot of garden tools, garden accessories, seeds, a lot of seeds.
Yeah, we do bulk garden seeds, which means we package our own seeds. And so we have quite a variety and varieties that people have asked for or from my gardening experience over the years. So we have a lot of the basics and then some new ones. So if you're looking for larger quantities of garden seeds, check us out.
All right. Getting back to that horticultural concern, Duane, my neighbor's lawn is greener than mine.
Yeah.
And actually, that's one of our questions, what's the best grass seed to put down in the spring? What would you say the best grass seed is?
It really depends on your situation. I know that's kind of a cop-out, but if you irrigate your lawn, you should do different grass seed than non-irrigated lawn. If you're doing a typical lawn in western Minnesota, we have an all-purpose mix that I would say is probably the best. If it doesn't get a lot of water or it does go dry, it comes back. All-purpose mix. And if you have an irrigated lawn or take care of your lawn a little bit more than that and do water, we have a premium mix, which has more bluegrass in it, and so it might need a little more water. And then if you have shady areas, we have a shady, deep shade grass seed that you can put in the shady areas. And then we have a sun-shade mix, which is a kind of combination of the two. And then we have other mixes, too, if you need a more of a wildlife. We have wildflower mix. And then brome grass, which is more like the road ditches and that type of stuff. So it depends on your situation, and we can help you pick that out. We have grass seed in bulk, okay? So you can get 1 pound up to, we have 25-pound bags. So.
Wow, okay. All right.
And we sell lots of grass seed.
All right, we have some questions here from our listeners, Duane.
Okay.
I just texted you one. Do the tiny plugs of fertilizer that you stick into a pot really work?
Fertilizer sticks.
Yep. Joby's sticks, they're called?
Job sticks,
yep.
That's a company name, and there's different companies that put those out. I'm not a big fan of that because that's where you're putting all your fertilizer in one little area. What I do with those fertilizer sticks is I break them up and scatter them around the pot so you're fertilizing the whole plant, not just one side. Or if you do have the small sticks, you can put like 3 of those sticks around so it's more evenly fertilized. So break the sticks up and scatter it around.
But just put one stick in a pot, that doesn't really work then?
Well, it helps if they're not fertilizing it, but I like to see a more evenly distributed fertilizer. Like I tell people, a farmer doesn't put all his fertilizer on one end of the field.
Right, okay.
Okay, so distribute that fertilizer out to the plant more evenly.
Okay, and well, the other question was, and what is your feeling about using preen, pre-emergent, in a flower garden?
Preen is, there's 2 different types of preen. There's the old-fashioned preen, which is the old treflam. What it does is prevents your weeds from coming up, okay? If your weeds are up, preen doesn't do any good. It kills the seeds in your flower bed, okay? So I think preen's good. It's less work. And then there's a newer preen, which is corn gluten meal, which has inhibits the seeds from germinating. And so there's definitely 2 different types of preen. Or get preen, they're also preen with fertilizer. Or you can get our Earth Elements grower mix, and it's an organic. It has that corn gluten meal in it, and it also prevent weeds in your flower garden. So preen's good. I think Earth Elements is better.
Okay. Another question. My lawn is looks good, but is so lumpy when I walk on it.
I would say you probably have earthworms or had earthworms.
How do you get rid of that?
You can put get a grub killer. It doesn't say earthworms on there, but the grub killer will thin your earthworms out. But I would dethatch the lawn, which will knock those mounds down or the bumpiness of your lawn, and then rub water really good, and then do that grub X, it's called.
Okay. All right.
We used to have a chemical called chlordane, 20 plus years ago, and you'd spray, go out there in the rain and spray it on your lawn, and you'd kill all the earthworms, and you'd kill the birds too. So that's outlawed. That's not around anymore.
Okay.
Hey, I got a couple announcements. Next week is Earth Week, Earth Day. Monday is actually Earth Day, which is April 22nd, and that's kind of focus on the environment, doing good for the environment. So next week is Earth Week, and then we have Arbor Day, which is next Friday, April 26th, and that's to encourage people to plant a tree. So Arbor Day is next Friday.
Okay. Yeah, you gave a great speech there at the Madison Mercantile last week, Dwayne. We had a good crowd there for that, didn't we?
It was a good crowd, and that's where the Prairie Ecolink has given away 150 trees to Madison residents. And that's the other thing I was going to say. Not this Friday, but Friday and Saturday, April 26th and 27th, they're handing out those free trees that you've registered for. And so Friday from 12 to 5, and Saturday 9 till noon, got to come and pick your tree up and be ready to plant that. And we'll also have volunteers. So not this week, but the following week. So next Thursday we'll really talk about this. But Prairie Ecolinks. And you have to get your white flag and mark your spot and call 811. So if you haven't done that, get on the bandwagon.
Right. Yeah, a great crowd for that. And they asked some really good questions about planting trees and growing trees.
Right, well, I opened my talk with member Harold Hodge.
Harold Hodge,
yeah, he was a maintenance person for the city of Madison, and me and him were also city tree inspectors. And to keep our license up, we had to go to the University of Minnesota and take a class. And the class one year was how to plant a tree. And we go, oh, that's stupid. What are we going to learn about planting a tree? That was one of the best meetings I've ever gone to. I learned a lot about planting a tree. You just don't plop it in the ground.
Why is that? What did you learn?
Well, all trees are grafted. Weren't you at the talk?
I was. I dozed off.
You were listening?
I was too busy getting my coffee.
There you go. Well, I will be at the handout for those trees Saturday, and we'll explain it there too. And I gave a handout how to plant a bare root tree. It's different than planting a potted tree. And people have questions on that. Most trees are grafted trees, so there's a knob towards the end. You want to be that above the ground. You want to spread the roots out really good. Put a fertilizer, compost, and amend the soil, and make sure that you water it real well. There's a lot of more details as that, but if you want a handout, we have handouts at Heather Nursery and Floral, and we can give you how to plant a bare root tree. And our bare root trees are being unloaded right now in Montevideo, so if you're looking for a reduced price tree before we pot them up, contact us, and we have a great selection of shade trees, ornamental trees, fruit trees. So our trees are here.
All right, got a couple minutes left, Dwayne. What's happening at Heather Nursery and Floral? All three locations.
It's crazy, crazy, crazy. Greenhouses are looking good. Greenhouse is going up in Madison, so we'll have that up pretty soon. Our hanging baskets look great. We have some new varieties of flowers. If you haven't checked these out. Golden showers, petunias are awesome, and we have a series of they call crazy tunias. Mm-hmm. There's one called Moonshadow Crazy Tunia. You got to come and see it. It's awesome.
Okay.
And then there's a proven winner, which is a series of plants, like a variety, certain company that makes them called proven winners. There's a new proven winner petunia called Ultramarine. It's a really cool blue. Stop in and see that one, too. That's a new one this year. So busy doing, helping people get their gardens going with, fertilizers and cow manure and sheep manure and all kinds of stuff. And we got our strawberries are in, our asparagus is in, rhubarb, everything. We're ready to go.
Okay, you're ready to go. That's great, Dwayne. Well, thank you, and we'll talk to you next Thursday on the Garden Show then.
You bet. Everybody have good gardening week.
That's Dwayne Hasted with Heather Floral and Nursery, and that's another garden show for this week.